Welcome back. This is Notes from the Underground, May 5th, 2005.
take a stand. So rest yourself down here a while. Rest your sleepy little head. But how do I know if that's what you want? How do I know if you care? You better watch yourself.
Okay, that was Tinderbox, and I'm actually not sure where that came from, that disc. I got the music, everything from today was off the Beggars Group USA website. Beggars Banquet is a record label, and what drew me to the site, actually, was MIA, or Mia. I'm not really sure which way to pronounce her name, but she was someone that I saw at Coachella this last weekend. Blew me away. She was at a side stage and not really, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of people there. But a friend of mine said, you got to check these guys out. So I went in and, it was just it was an incredible show. Everyone after she was done, you know, brought her back out, gave her a huge round of applause, and people were cheering. They were not going to let her get away with just one set, so she came out and did three more tracks after that. And that was a very cool set. So I went in, I did a little research. I found out she was on the Beggars Banquet label. So I went on there to find some MP3s, and you can listen. I guess she has a site in Flash, and you can listen to everything and check it out. But there's nothing to download. But on their site was a whole host of other bands that I like, and I've been dying to play. And they actually did have some MP3s on there. So one of which was Blonde Redhead, which was that first track you heard. Butterfly was the name of the track. And so that was that. Those were those two tracks. So I got a bunch of other... It's just sort of a beggar's banquet theme for the week here. I don't know. I mean, you got to check out the site because, there's so many bands. You got the Pixies... And J.J. Cale, well, actually, J.J. Cale, he's under the label, but he's not on there. Some of them have MP3s. Some of them you can just sort of listen to through some, like if you've got Real Player or something like that. But the number of bands on here is just phenomenal. Dizzy Rascal, Mark Lanegan, who is one of my favorites. I'm not going to mention everybody I'm going to play today, but there's some good stuff on here. So if you got a chance, you can catch some Stereo Labs, some Super Furry Animals, stuff like that. Peaches, just kind of looking through their list. Peter Murphy, another great. Bauhaus played there at Coachella. That was another good set. They were wild and rambunctious. But I have to say, my all-time favorite of the whole weekend had to be Arcade Fire. I am just so excited about this band. A friend of mine turned me on. Actually, the same friend that turned me on to MIA turned me on to Arcade Fire. And my hat's off to my good friend Dave Rowan, who's been there for me. Yeah, telling me about the bands when they come around. Actually, he told me about Block Party too. The guy is unstoppable. So, anyways, I should probably have Dave on the show. I wish he could be here. He's a very funny guy. He would definitely pick up the pace a little, make it interesting. But nevertheless, Arcade Fire was smoking hot, and we had a great time. Dancing and it's not just about the music. There's an element of performance art to what they're doing. There's people on stage banging on, it was an outdoor show, so there was this scaffolding that surrounded the stage, and there were people banging on the scaffolding, climbing on it, banging on each other. It's not just a sit down and play kind of a band. They really like to make their live performances a little bit different than what you might hear on the CD, and I find that really refreshing. It seems like so many bands are kind of stuck on playing exactly what they've written and not really expanding or moving beyond that. And I think that shows sort of a limitation to their musicianship, where this band, Arcade Fire, really takes it to a different level and says, okay, that's how we performed it in the studio. Here's how we're going to perform it today. And it really just kind of brings you into the moment with them and allows you to appreciate their music in different ways if you've already heard it. I don't know. This is a band that can definitely play something better live. And it's very good on the CD to begin with, so that's refreshing. They're actually playing at the Hollywood Bowl with David Byrne. I'm not sure when that is. I'll look that up. Or if anybody wants to write in and tell me if you live in the LA area, or I don't know if they're touring with him nationwide, but send me an email. Tell me what you think about this band. I got an email from one of my listeners that he was basically saying that he had some Arcade Fire MP3s that he wanted to pass along, and unfortunately, if they take them down off their website, then I can't really play them, because I think they actually are doing sort of a, they're getting to a point, you know, where they're big enough to where they kind of they don't want to post their MP3s on the website anymore. So they're getting too big for their britches. But thank you, Scott, for writing to me and offering to send me some stuff. I would love to play it on my show. I just can't. I can't. My hands are tied. But they do have some great stuff from some EPs. There's a track called No Cars Go that I really dig, and some other stuff. So if you got some time, look up some Arcade Fire stuff, and maybe see him with David Byrne if you can. That's that. I got a ton of other music, so I'm going to quit yapping and see what I can do here. We got, some Lemon Jelly. They want to tell us a little bit about how to play the guitar.
This is basic plucking, or this is the Staunton lick. Hold down the chord of C. Pluck a fretted bass string with the thumb of the right hand. Then pluck the third, second, and first strings all together with the first, second, and third fingers of the right hand.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Lemon Jelly with the Staunton Lick. And that was actually not on. That was on their first release, Lemon Jelly KY. They just had a new album come out that I bought and I love. The packaging is unreal. It's just. It opens up. It's basically like a record. It has the CD has a sleeve that then slides into a sort of a paper jewel box. But it's a really nice, smooth kind of a paper. Very cool kind of psychedelic album. It came out January. It's called 64 through 95. So basically, they took some songs, some pop hits, and they remixed them, gave it their own flavor. Very cool. Check it out. Okay, so now we got some more stuff. We got another track from a band called The National, which my good friend Brian sent me an instant message about a couple weeks ago. I've been checking them out. I don't know much about them yet, but happen to like their sound. They have a new album coming out any day now, called like Alligator or something like that. Let me look here on the site. Because I don't want you guys to have to do too much work here. That's what my job is. It's my job, folks. Get you the info. Keep you in the know. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry. I'm a little punchy today. Trying to pick it up. A lot of people saying I'm a little too mellow, which is okay. I can deal with mellow, but I don't want you to fall asleep here. So, anyways, the new album called Alligator from The National is coming out April 12th. Oh, it already came out. Oh, God. Not really keeping you in the know here, am I? Anyways, this track isn't even on there. But I went on their website and pulled off this track from one of their, I think it's their second album. And you can go, it's weird, AmericanMary.com is the name of the website. I don't know if that's what they used to be called or if that's something new that they're doing. I don't know. That's what the website's called, and you can find it on the Beggars Group USA site. There's a link there, and that's where I got this track. Here we go. This is a track from The National, and I'm waiting for the page to load so I can get you that. I'm waiting for the page to load so I can get you the name of the track. Come on. Here, boy. I had my cat in here earlier, Eskimo. Little Eskimeow. The goddess of meow. And she wasn't really that happy, so I had to take her back inside. During the last song, she was she doesn't really hang out in the garage much. It's kind of creepy, There's spiders and whatever. I happen to think it's comfortable. I like it. It's good for me. Maybe not good for the cat and the girlfriend. That's okay. That's sort of what a dude room kind of thing is all about. A guy place, a guy area. Anyways, I don't think this page is ever going to load because I'm still waiting. There's this huge picture on the front, which is part of the problem there. But, I don't know. So I was listening to Adam Curry's podcast over the weekend. And I guess they released this thing on Friday. It's called the Pod Show Strategy Cast, where they're talking about bringing some podcasters into their to making sort of a network. It sounds like they want to build an online aggregator of sorts, and You know, I'm personally skeptical. It sounds like he's basically just trying to make another radio station. But it does sound interesting. It's nice to see somebody putting some money into podcasting. Some good podcasts are getting sponsored now by Adam Curry. So that's pretty cool. But he didn't mention any of my favorites, like Tracks Up the Tree or My Silver Mount Zion or Radio Clash. I've been listening to those a lot lately. And I just started listening to this one called Illinois, which is also quite interesting. There's so much out there. It's hard to believe that somebody could, be the Yahoo of podcasting, which is what it seems like Adam Curry is positioning his company to be like, sort of the next, I think Yahoo realized, early on that people wanted to categorize websites and whatever, and they made a bundle off that in the beginning. But now, the only thing that, people are using Yahoo for are its services and its search engine. Maybe I'm wrong, Yahoo went on to make all kinds of great services, like I said, but I don't know. Do you guys actually use the browsing categories in Yahoo? I don't know. It's hard to say, but I'd like to think that this podcasting thing is bigger than that, and it could be bigger than any one organization, but it needs to be big and open, and I'm skeptical about someone being able to pull that off, is all, but whatever. Anyways, back to the music. Don't want to talk about the business too much tonight, although it has been a while. I haven't really gotten into the business. Maybe after this song, I can chat a little more about that. But here we go with The National. The song is called Slipping Husband, and it's off of their Sad Songs for Dirty Lovers CD. So I hope you like it.
Talk, you're acting like a kid. We don't want to hear about the things you never did. You could have been a legend, but you became a father. That's what you are today. That's what you are today. Spending all your time somewhere inside your head, haunted by the imported life you could have led. But your kisses aren't enough. Keep your kids in line, so you better straighten out yourself and give your baby time. Cause if you don't give her what she needs, she'll get her where she can. Cause she's a lonely man. Don't leave yourself alone for too many days. Then you know you're gonna start slipping. You'll end up talking to the ghost of your wife as if you knew her. Your eyes will put her everywhere. Spend all your time somewhere inside your head, haunted by the important life you could have led. You'll fuck yourself to clear your head. You'll close your door and go to bed. You'll try to sleep without a dream, cause that's where she finds you. Yeah, that's where she finds you. Don't leave yourself alone for too many days. Cause sooner than you know, you're gonna start. Better get a drink in you before you start the bore. Still, we better get a drink in you before you start the bore. Still, we better get a drink in you before you start.
Sorry, buddy, get a drink in you before you start the bore.
Okay, that was The National again, and that was a very cool track. I like their sound. Kind of reminds me of the Doves, or Ambulance Limited or something like that. So when I was on their site, they had a link to some other bands, one of which right now is playing in the background. Can you hear it? Is it even there? Let's see if I can turn it up a little bit here. There's another band called The Clogs. The Clogs. I like clogging. I don't know about you. I think clogging's fun. You know, I like to go out and, you know, clog whenever I can, actually. It's good. It's good dance time. So I'm going to play The Clogs in the background. They don't have any vocals. It's kind of nice. It reminds me of... you know, like a mellow Devotchka, for example. I realized last week I didn't do the recent releases, or at least I don't think I did. If I did, then I'm gonna just do them again, because that's a responsible thing to do. I'm really trying to, you know, cover the bases here. So, let's see. April 26th, last week, Ben Folds, The Eels, New Order, Z-Trip, they all had new albums. So, I guess The Eels is called Blinking Lights and Other Revelations. Ben Folds is called Songs for Silverman. The Mountain Goats, which are also another Beggar's Banquet band, The Sunset Tree. And New Order, Waiting for the Siren's Call. Bruce Springsteen, yes, that's right, the boss himself. Devils and Dust was, that came out last week. And just yesterday, I'm doing this on Wednesday, May 4th, but I'm publishing it on Thursday, May 5th. Because I really wanted to get that 05 05 05 there in the album name. I think that's really important. You know, because when does that come around? When is it ever 05 05 05? Like, once, right? So I'm just trying to be in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Bring you with me. Okay. Anyways, Tuesday, May 3rd, we had, let's see, Nine Inch Nails, The Ravenettes, and Elkland. So yeah, The Ravenettes and Nine Inch Nails were also at Coachella, and although I missed The Ravenettes, I saw Nine Inch Nails, and it was a pretty good show. You know, so there was some high energy there. I personally am not the biggest Nine Inch Nails fan, so I don't really think I'm a very good critic, because even if they did a great show, I'm probably going to not say that I didn't like it. So, but it did seem like there was some hard work and some good, just some good energy going on there. So that's all I can say about that. But rather than tell you about what came out a few weeks ago, I think I'm going to try and jump ahead with the new releases and I'm going to go to next week. I'm going to tell you guys before it comes out. Sorry about that. So let's see. What's happening? Tuesday, May 24th, is Blondie and also Stephen Malcolmus. Yeah, that's right. Matador has got another killer. Stephen Malcolm, you know, he's from Pavement. I don't know if you listen to him or them, but yeah. And then there's also Meat Beat Manifesto. That's coming out. So that's about it. That's about all I got for the new releases. You know. Yeah. I got one more track for you still. And I don't want to hold out on you, but I'm almost at the end of this Clogs song, which I know has been probably thrilling you. Actually really dig this stuff. It's good. It's kind of, it's like a East meets West kind of thing. You got the violins doing sort of a pentatonic kind of a Asian kind of sound. Very cool. Reminds me of back in school when those guys, there'd be guys playing on campus playing like this kind of music. Anyways, Tommy Guerrero has got a track here, and I kind of like it, and I'm going to play it for you. So here we go. That was Tommy Guerrero again. Thanks, you guys, for listening. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I'm digging this. It's fun. I hope you guys like it, too. I'm going to be back next week with some more tunes and some stuff to talk about. Maybe a guest. Oh, yeah, I do. I have a guest, Bobby Bell. My good friend, Bobby Bell. he's coming next week. So I hope he doesn't flake on me, because then I'll look like an idiot in front of all of you. But that probably wouldn't be the first time, would it now? Anyways, this is Mitch McAllister signing off.